Well, it's Monday, last day of summer, and it will be sunny, cool, breezy in the 60s. 40s again tonight, and then fall comes in at 9:31 Tuesday morning, and the temps go into the low 70s, go figure. 70s for the rest of the week, and there may be a shower or two on Friday. The weekend looks warm right now. Dry Saturday, maybe some showers on Sunday. In the tropics, Tropical Storm Beta will continue to bring rain and wind to Texas and Louisiana, while Hurricane Teddy passes just to the east of Bermuda, heads for the Canadian Maritimes. Teddy will give us rough surf and high rip current risks right through the next couple of days, along with brisk winds. It was on this day in 1938 that the great hurricane hit New England. Now, no one knew about it in advance. Most were caught off guard. And the story that I always like to tell about this particular storm is about a man in the Hamptons who had ordered a barometer, a weather instrument that measures air pressure. And, you know, on the barometer, it does say fair, dry, stormy hurricane. At that time, the sun was out, and he receives a package, opens it up. It is the barometer. Looks at the barometer, and the barometer is reading or pointing at a hurricane. And, of course, with the sun out, he's saying, oh, brother, this thing is broken. So he makes the trip to the airport, to the post office to return it. When he gets back home, his house was gone. So that's how quick the hurricane hit. Fortunately, today, the use of satellite pictures and, of course, the Hurricane Center, surprises like that would never, ever happen. But people are still complacent. That is the other story. There are still two places that I think are long overdue for a major hurricane. That's Cape Cod and South Florida. They continue to build in these areas, so evacuation will not only become harder, but people may not be willing to leave their expensive homes. And, you know, they figured, well, we'll just ride it out. That would be a big mistake. In any event, enjoy the bright weather today. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, folks, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.